17-year-old singer-songwriter Juliana Schemel. When she hits the stage, her heart races.
Oh my gosh, it beats out of my chest. When I was littler, it was more like shaking, and you know, it still gets me every time I have to go up there, because it's like, oh gosh, everybody's watching you, everybody's looking to see what you're gonna do, what the next movie you're gonna make, you know. So yeah, my heart beats out of my chest completely.
Generally, musicians like Juliana are taught to ignore that natural metronome pounding in the chest so they can stay on beat with the music. But what if the heart were the metronome?
What we wanted to do was to see how different sounds coming from the heart could function as a musical instrument.
This is cardiologist Brian Jaffe. He recently took some healthy interlocking jazz musicians to Munson Medical Center in Traverse City. He dressed them in hospital gowns, and he hooked them up to an echo machine. The machine interprets the blood flow and translates it to sound. Not the beeps that you typically think of with a heart monitor, but something lower frequency and more fluid. And then the students were told to improvise.
And it was really cool because we were following the blood flow in this one young man's heart. And when he got more excited, his heartbeat sped up and the blood flow increased, and the other guys just followed along.
And there was this moment where the heartbeat of the person that was being connected to the echo machine and Solomon playing the double bass on top of it, it felt like they were just uniting. And we all felt it in the room, but of course we couldn't explain it.
For comparative arts instructor Nikki Conraths, it's the part that can't be explained that is most interesting, as her students look at the connection between the physical body and the soul of their artwork. Haley Jennings is one of her students, a senior at the Interlochen Arts Academy. She was struck by the differences found in each student's heartbeat.
And how maybe one would have a little bit more, ba-boom, 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 and it would have like more personality and like spunk, and it'd be like, oh, it goes perfect for that personality of the person. It was really, really interesting. You wouldn't expect, you know, from an organ that's there, you know, specifically for a purpose, but.
Do you remember what yours sounded like?
I don't know. I got really nervous, which is ironic because, like, obviously there's nothing wrong with me, but just the whole medical experience, I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? But yeah, I think mine was just kind of like, and I'm like, okay, so I have a hiccup in my heart.
What I may see or hear in the course of the treatment, smoking.
No! Do you have insurance?
Smoking.
No!
I just want to go home.
A multimedia show next week features this performance. It's called The Bad News Jam. There will also be a live jazz improv featuring Hart, as the echo machine makes a rare appearance outside the hospital. And live concert goers will even have a chance to look at some of the students' heartbeats, translated from sound to image, and silkscreened in vivid color. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen.